I'd like to call the meeting to order, the Economic Development, Tourism, Housing, Planning, Transit Committee. The meeting agenda, we are in the Karen L. Binder Library, sixth floor of the Ulster County Office Building on April the 3rd, 2018, with a start time of 6 p.m. and/or at the conclusion of law enforcement. Law enforcement ran over a little bit tonight. They had a very busy agenda, so that's okay. Sorry for the delay. Would you call roll, please?
Legislator Archer.
Present.
Legislator DeLon.
Here.
Legislator Litz. Legislator Mayo.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Legislator Waltman.
Here.
Chairman Maloney.
Here. Everyone was emailed electronically the minutes of our March 6th and March 20th, 2018 meetings. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to those minutes as presented?
Hold on.
Move. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Legislator Archer.
Right.
Any discussion?
Hold on. Let me just make sure, given our last meeting, that there isn't some... Okay.
Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Resolutions for our April 17th, 2018 regular legislative session. Resolution number 128, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and HVEA Engineers Department of Planning. Dennis, please.
Chris will take that for me.
Chris, okay. Chris?
So this is for the Midtown Linear Park in Kingston. It is the contract that follows on the capital project that you formed for that project. It's an 80% federal grant with 20% local match. So this $165,000 contract will take us through preliminary design and final design, and it's essentially the same grant we got for the town of Lloyd Trail, for the Hudson Valley Rail Trail, and we won that competitively last year. And so we're basically using the same firm that we used down in the town of Lloyd, who's been very successful in getting us through a difficult DOT process.
Very good. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Move.
Oh, we did that already. Second.
Second.
Oh, we did that already.
May
you
I ask
maybe
a question?
Yes, you may.
I saw 10 right-of-way issues that are... So is this... We have to get easements for... I was just curious as to what that was.
That's a good question. So we know that in this area of Kingston, there are areas where we own the corridor in fee. And then there are some areas where, as they put this railroad together, they took easements for railroad only. When we did title research, we found approximately 8 or 9. So we put 10 in just in case we missed one. And there are a couple sections where you have what's called in real estate a GORE, a G-O-R-E. It's a kind of a stranded piece of property. Because what they did is once these entities gave the easement to the railroad, in the deeds that followed subsequently to the next owners, these parcels of land that constituted the railroad were never included in the next deed. So if you know, my grandfather had owned a piece of land on both sides and he sold it to Kevin's grandfather, that deed no longer had that piece of property in there. So the simple thing to do there is to basically do a condemnation of this core. It's not a condemnation against anybody who owns property there now. It's against an owner who owned it in the late 1860s. And when you go back to some of those deeds, you know, it's very difficult to even figure out who might own it now. So what you do is you put it in the paper, we're going to be taking this. They're very incidental pieces that aren't very valuable. They're disconnected from a lot of stuff, mm-hmm. and they're little funny shapes. So we have some cleaning up in that regard, and then we also have some encroachments that we need to clean up, like Boyce's Dairy built part of their facility on our property, and nobody wants them to go away. So we're going to be coming to you in some months with a proposed acquisition where we surplus a little piece of land, again in a, you know, a little square, and convey that piece to them so that they have a whole business. So it's both sides, people encroaching on us and then us getting clear title to the whole thing. And once you have clear title, you do anything you want
with
it.
You can get title insurance and everything for that.
Oh, yeah.
So you should not have a problem.
No, you can get title insurance. It's bondable. And again, if I had to estimate, it's less than 33% of the parcels.
Mm-hmm.
you know, there's about 30 parcels that constitute this section.
And you're not anticipating any problems in this part of the
process? Oh, I anticipate lots of problems. Good God. Yeah. After going through DOT the last 3 years,
okay,
this right-of-way will be the least of my problems.
Well, I'm just meant
specifically.
Oh, no. These are parcels, again, clarify for a second. These aren't listed. These are properties that are not a part of anybody's deed. There's no rights back to somebody.
So nobody's going to come.
These are so old. In fact, my understanding from the title research, they actually identified deeds where you couldn't sell it to a person of a certain ethnic race, for example. Like, that's how old these are.
Yeah.
You know, the nice thing about including it in the project, too, is there is a little bit of a cost, but the federal government's going to cover 80% of the cost. So essentially, you're taking what we own and you're making it better and using, you know, $4 out of $5 from the federal government to do it.
Right.
Very good. Okay. Legislator Rodriguez.
Well, I'm glad to see that we will now be able to sell to the Irish. So, my question, Chris, is, and it's somewhat tangential, this, but I mean, you know, this is the engineering and the right-of-way services, right? So, I mean, my question, though, is that, as you know, we have talked about trying to go and preserve or be able to kind of pull rail out and actually put it aside and store it. I mean, is that going to be a piece of when they're actually doing the engineering as to ensuring that, okay, this is going to be the section where we're going to take out rail and save it? I know that that was not going to be the case, of course, clearly, when we were dealing with, you know, parts farther north, but is that going to be a piece of this or no?
The engineering is neutral to that. That would be put in the bid documents.
Okay.
And if that's the way you want to go, you know, I think we would have to figure out a means of either selling it or conveying it to probably Catskill Mountain Railroad. And they would also have to probably assume some of the work of taking apart. It's a lot more work to unscrew it and take it up carefully than it is to do what we're doing at the Ashokan, which is it comes up fast and dirty.
So part of ours, but remember, pursuant to our policy, we didn't go and say where it was going to be.
Correct.
So meaning, you know, this is just where, I mean, to a certain degree, this is somewhat of a you problem and it's not a me problem. But
yeah,
it's a thing where you need to go and figure out where this
could
be.
I would see there's a real opportunity for that.
Okay.
And you know what's nice is you're not working on somebody else's land like DEP. It's right there in Kingston. It's easy to get to. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll deal with that.
Any other questions for Mr. White? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried.
What's the other thing?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
Hang on, Mr. DeLon, I think he's getting irritated.
That's his normal look, though. Come on.
Moving on, resolution number 129, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, RUPCO, Inc., Department of Planning.
Heck,
Dennis?
This is
Rob, why don't we get a motion? Hold on one second.
Move for discussion.
Seconded by Legislator Rodriguez?
No.
Okay. Legislator DeLon, very good. Dennis, the floor is yours.
Thank you. This is a contract that we got from an award from the New York State Department of Office of Community Renewal, and it is a $450,000 reward. RUPCO is a subrecipient under this. They will be getting money for both the individual project components as well as administration money or project delivery money. So that when you look at the numbers here, most of that dollar amount goes to essentially the applicants themselves for home buying purposes, and then the administration money, I believe, is around $60,000 to RUPCO for actual project delivery, and they have to incur costs with respect to this as well.
Do we know
Very
what
good.
Their cost is?
Legislator Rodriguez, I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I'll yield the legislator Archer.
Go ahead, Lynn.
I'm just saying, if they're getting 60, what's their cost?
They document their costs back to us as part of the work, so they get paid for what the hours that they use and the costs that are there. So
in addition to the 60.
No.
Oh, okay.
Not in addition to the 60. As part of in terms of making the 60 available to them.
I see. Okay.
I know it's a portion of the grant. It's a percentage of the portion of the grant.
So up to 60.
No, it's a percentage of it.
I'll get it either way.
It's a percentage of the portion of the grant. So if we expend all the grant, then the answer is yes. They'll get 60.
Got it. Thank you.
Legislator Rodriguez.
You know, Dennis, I wasn't even going to ask about RUPCO's fee, but now I'm really glad that you did. So on top of that, now we also pull a fee from this as well.
That's
and
correct.
How much is that? On top of the 60.
I have to look at the contract, but we take an administration fee for the county's work in terms of administering the grant.
And what's the percentage?
I'd have to look at the dollar amount. I believe it's less than $10,000.
You have $11,000.
It's $11,000. Yeah. Okay.
You've gotten two things wrong already. It's for $444,000, number one. It's $11,000. No, I mean, right now, Chris is doing way better than you, and I just want to make sure that that's clear. So, this was the secondary award, right? Because there was the first, I guess, award that we put in for, which was basically for septic sewers, right?
Yeah, we put in two grants. One was for a septic system, a maintenance grant.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was for a home ownership grant. We did not get funded for the septic grant. We are going through a debrief on that to see why that's not the case. I suspect that why it's not the case is that the governor announced a septic program on a statewide basis. Ulster County wasn't chosen for that to be eligible for that money, but there's now money out there similar to what we originally put in for that came through the budget process.
So we got penalized for being ahead of the curve, is what you're trying
could
to tell
be.
Me?
Okay. It could be.
Question, if I may, just my last point. So when is our next public hearing for the 2018 application?
The next public hearing would be based on somewhere in the neighborhood. We haven't seen an announcement yet for community development block grant funding for this fiscal year. So I don't know when that will occur. Typically, it's sometime in December, but we will be holding it. We have to hold a midterm public hearing in terms of the implementation on this.
Is it June or July, or when's that going to be?
It depends on. I'm actually considering actually submitting to the. We did in 2016, I believe. We had the legislature authorize the chairman to call programmatic public hearings related to CDBG, so we didn't have to do an authorization and then the next month have a public hearing. So we're actually considering and having some conversations to see whether or not the legislature would consider a programmatic authorization for the chairman to call public hearings relative to CDBG.
All right, I'll ask him for this later. I don't want to.
Any other questions for Dennis? Hearing none.
Just one, and I'm wondering, as far as the program budget, you have like $2 million from local lenders. I'm wondering which lenders are participating. Is that already?
No, we won't know that until such time as the individuals come back in for home ownership. So we won't know that. That's anticipated as it relates to the amount of funding that we're providing versus the amount of the estimated cost for a typical house.
Okay.
Very good. Anything else? Anybody? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. Resolution number 138, ratifying a recommendation for a use of a project labor agreement for Ashokan Rail Trail Project Phase 2 construction, capital project number 459, Department of Planning. Mr. White?
Move for discussion.
Move second.
Second. Moved and seconded. Chris?
This is a recommendation from the Director of Planning and the Director of Purchasing to use a project labor agreement for phase two of the construction of the Ashokan Rail Trail. You had previously approved the funding to do the study. We did a study, and it reflected that the savings on the project could be estimated somewhere around $167,200, which is about 7.4% of the overall labor cost. One of the reasons we're able to save money is because the unions have already indicated they will give us flexibility about second shifts and weekend shifts on parts of the project where it's imperative that we get them done quickly. We're going to be building a 360-foot bridge across the Boyceville, across the Esopus Creek at Boyceville, another bridge at Butternut Cove Creek, and during that time it will be dewatered. So we'll be doing a lot of work in a really intense period of time to not only have that dewatered less time, but also to meet some environmental windows, like there's a trout window that you can't do work in the stream after September. So putting together all the things for this 12-month project that came out, that we both got some management flexibility and saved a substantial amount of money, and our recommendation is to now negotiate a PLA and to actually put that into the bid, which we hope to go out once, if you pass this on the 17th, we will go out with the bid 2 days later.
Very good.
And so we're ready. We have final design done. We are at an advanced state of having our stormwater pollution plan done. We have all of our permits in place. We have 75% of the money lined up. We just got some very good news on the Boyceville Bridge from FEMA.
Great.
So we're getting ready to go, and we think this is a way to really maximize local labor participation too. We've already had local people working on the project, and that's really heartening when you have people from West Hurley and Saugerties and town of Ulster coming and working right in their backyard.
If you can share, what is the FEMA news?
The FEMA, you may know that when the FEMA projects were approved back in 2011 and 2012, they were grossly underestimated, and the bridge project was estimated to be only $1.7 million to replace the whole bridge, and that's about a third of what it was. And we finally came to a settlement with FEMA that the value of the bridge that collapsed wasn't the full value, because it had already been shown to be deteriorated. And we came to a salvage value of $2.46 million. What that allows us to do is now apply to FEMA for an alternate project to say, rather than building a rail bridge in the floodplain, we're going to raise it up out of the floodplain, build a pedestrian emergency vehicle bridge only, and then you get to use 90% of those funds towards the project. So it really makes a big dent in a bridge that's going to be $3.6 million. It puts about $2.1 in from the federal government.
Very good. Thank you.
So we're naming the bridge. If anybody has, you know, extra money, we're thinking, you know, about 1.2.
We've already got the face of the internet, so.
And the one in front of that is much cheaper. It's only $300,000 to name that one. So please think about it, Jim.
All right. Question, Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you. First off, Mr. White, we actually have a process for naming bridges, so. But that's okay. That's okay. I know the executive branch doesn't let that stand in the way of things, but that's okay. So my question becomes,
when has he stopped?
So the question becomes, I've known him for 20 years. Anyway, so I guess my question is just, it's pretty rudimentary. I mean, you're claiming a savings of $167,200. I'm going to confess I have not looked through the entirety of this document, but just what's that anticipated labor cost, or what's the anticipated cost for this, where you're showing that savings?
The anticipated cost for phase two, all-encompassing, is $9.6 million.
Yeah.
But of that, there's only a certain amount that constitutes labor. That labor amount is about $2.5 million.
Okay.
So this is about a 7.4% cost savings. And it's, you know, basically then one of the big savings is not having guys go out and staff go out for lunch and for coffee breaks, because you have to drive 2 miles in to get to Butternut Cove, and then to have them run out for coffee at 10:30, you know, you essentially lose a lot of time. And then this other thing, the rolling 40-hour work week, is going to allow us to knock out those bridge projects. And we would have had to pay a lot of overtime for those.
Okay.
So that was the only, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
That was the only changes from a typical labor contract that you have?
There's a couple others. They've given on some holidays. Some of the ratios of foremen to workers have been reduced. Like sometimes you'll have labor contracts where it's 1 to 3 or 1 to 4, and this is one, it could be 1 to 7. And also the ratio of journeymen to apprentices.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have more apprentices now doing work at less, you know, essentially they're doing a lot of this is laborers and operating engineers. So it saves us a lot on the laborers.
Yeah, because the operating engineers are probably on site pretty.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have apprentices too, but
it's really local.
And we're going to have iron workers on the job because of the bridge. We're going to have carpenters on the job because of the some of the fencing that we have.
We also have all trades.
Well, no building, no elevator operators.
I was going to say, he's going to have UA on there because for some reason they've got pipes. Yeah, no, yeah,
you know,
sure.
And
yeah,
all
sure.
The transport would then be Teamsters. So
the Bricklayers Union Local 3 will show up for no reason.
Okay. And again, keep in mind what a PLA is. It doesn't necessitate that it's union, but it's done under the rubric of that. So there's like a tag along. Yeah. So for every, you know, usually it's 85% union, up to 15% non-union. We negotiated that down to 80 and 20 because we have some difficult minority and women business enterprise goals to meet.
Yeah.
And often those are smaller firms and they're not unionized. You know, so if we can find somebody, for instance, to do fencing or to do some other subcomponent of it who's an MBE, we can get we have a little more latitude. And we're hoping to be done with this phase of construction by the end of May.
Very
so we're
good.
Trying to roll right into the next phase.
Very good. Any other questions for Mr. White? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So carried unanimously. Moving right along, resolution number 152, reestablishing the Ulster County Railroad Advisory Committee, Ulster County Legislature.
It's a member of my caucus, so I'll move it.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Motion and second.
All right. Now, the sponsor is not present, right, Mr. Chairman?
That is correct.
Been our policy, or has it not been our policy, to go and postpone matters if the sponsor is not present?
I think it's pretty clear-cut what it's saying.
Well, truly, Hector, I mean, that's one issue, but personally, I don't think we need a Railroad Advisory Committee. We have a track committee. We have met. I mean, yes, I am criticized possibly for not having as many meetings as I should, but when I look at the railroad, we are engulfed in two lawsuits right now. We're in the Ulster County Supreme Court before a judge. We're in Washington with the STB. We're waiting on decisions. I had a personal conversation with Brad Jordan this afternoon, and before every meeting where this is a topic, I call him personally. And my question is, Brad, can you tell me, have you had any sit-downs, any discussions whatsoever with the railroad about working out some type of agreement in the plaza? And his answer is absolutely not. And this was brought up back two meetings ago. They have not made any contact, and I spoke to Mr. Jordan this afternoon around noontime. And he just brought forth, again, you know, they're still in the planning stages, but they are going to redevelop a new Hannaford in that plaza. And guess where it's going? You know, so.
Could you just define for me what the track committee does versus what's being proposed here?
Let's see.
Because that's a new one on me.
Yeah, I think they would kind of pretty much mirror each other.
Well, I mean, if we get into.
Go ahead, Chris, if you can add something.
You know, the one difference I would see is that the Railroad Advisory Committee was formed specifically for the lease that CMRR had for 25 years, and it was really just about dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
The track committee, it kind of was an outtake of your resolution from December of 2015, and it oversees all of the different things we're doing on the 38-mile corridor. So it would have jurisdiction over both the Linear Park and the Polar Express, and the Ashokan Rail Trail, and Rail Explorers. And by the way, buy your tickets. They're coming on Memorial Day.
We'll
do most of there, such as, you know, other rail trails up in Shandaken, or a possible, you know, deal with the Delaware and Ulster Railroad to come down to Bel Air. So all of that 38 miles, it's kind of a more holistic view. That's how I've always viewed it.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you. First off, Mr. White's been promising Rail Explorers for a long time, so I don't know if that's You know,
well,
you
can buy
that's
tickets,
all.
Get
so,
your
no, no, you can buy them for me, Christopher,
Mr. White
because
is gonna have
because I you promise.
We'll get you out.
You promise, okay. But it never happens. So, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to say clearly, Mr. Donaldson put this in. He put it in. Since he's not here to go and defend his resolution, I'll move to postpone it. And he needs to make sure he actually wants to. If he actually wants this thing to actually happen, he should show up to our next meeting. So, I'll move to postpone it.
I just want to add that the Railroad Advisory Committee was really a creature pre-charter where they would deal with day-to-day issues that come up with the railroad. Currently, we have the Commissioner of Public Works that deals with those day-to-day issues.
Mr. Chair, a motion has been made. Can we get through that first?
Okay. Nobody seconded.
Nobody seconded.
But he hasn't asked
motion
to
second. Is seconded. Very good. I have a photograph, as everyone is aware, and you heard in the paper that the railroad had asked, I guess in conjunction with Williams Lumber, to do some type of freight. I could pass this around.
Jim, we have copies.
Okay.
Chairman.
That is where the railroad would run.
You want to take one and pass those around?
That is through the DEP parking lot, through Cornell, where the city is paved over.
If they did the freight?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where it would have to go through to hook up with the CSX line. Plus, they had about a $350,000 switch, where there's no mention of where that money would come from. Yeah. We're trying to help. We're trying to help the railroad, but when they don't even meet with Mr. Jordan for over a year, that I've been banging that drum, you know. Mr. White.
If I could add two things, you know, the commissioner was criticized for quickly dispelling this idea of freight, but if you look at your policy, it actually violates your policy. And it also violates the CMRR lease, which says they are not to operate as a common carrier. The only reason we left any opening for freight was if we needed to reactivate the line to get rail banking. And as all of you know from the Ashokan Trail easement that we got, we didn't need to do that. The second thing I would say is we are trying to help CMRR. Director Doyle is also head of the Transportation Council, and they have queued up $100,000 for the improvement of the grade crossing at 209. You know, so again, this narrative that we're not doing things to help is just inaccurate. If we didn't want to help, we wouldn't put that money towards the grade crossing. But the freight thing is actually contradictory to your policy, and it would essentially preclude the development of the Midtown Linear Park, because it's a very narrow area. There's two bridges that are 15 feet wide, which are barely wide enough just for a modern trail.
So, Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you. Just orders of the day, Mr. Chairman. A motion was made, and it was seconded to go and postpone this.
And we're having discussion.
I know, but the discussion is on, then the discussion then needs to be on the actual, either the postponement or the actual resolution. I understand. I mean, look, I'm not here to go and argue of all things the bloody railroad's position on freight. That's definitely not what I'm here to do. But I'm just trying to give Donaldson the chance to come back here next month to state his case, and then if he loses, he loses. But at least give him the chance to go and show up. So
very good. We have a motion and a second to postpone it. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
But you want to say nay.
Nay. Opposed. Hector, nay, no.
I know, but just because if you say aye and aye, then that the ayes have it.
All right. Resolution fails, 4-2.
The postponement fails.
Postponement fails.
Now you have to debate the actual resolution.
Very good. All right. Moving on. Under old business.
We have to vote on the resolution.
Oh. My mistake. All those... Wait a minute, we postponed it.
No.
No. But it
failed.
No. No against the postponement.
Very good.
Right?
Excuse me.
That's why you don't say aye. That's why you say nay.
There you go. On the resolution, all those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
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 There you go.
Very good. Resolution defeated. Moving on, old business. If everyone remembers, I believe it was 2 months ago, We had put out to the membership if they knew anyone that they wanted to recommend for the IDA appointments, to get their resumes and request letters to into the legislative offices.
No, no, no. Check the other box.
Oh, what did I do?
Sorry. There you go.
Okay. We have gotten, I believe, 7 resumes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many openings do we have?
There are currently 3 openings on the board. We've had 3 people, actually 2, say that they no longer wanted to serve. Okay. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Far be it for me to correct you, but unfortunately I have to. Technically all 7 are open, meaning the 7 members mimic the term. So, meaning, like, when we make an appointment, you can either make the appointment for the year or for the entire term, but they expire, like, the old board expired January 1 of this year. So, meaning, like, you know, it mimics the term, and all 7 are, in fact, up for appointment or reappointment or whatever.
That is, Legislator Rodriguez is technically correct.
I appreciate it.
Yes, but we have received, I believe, 4... letters of people who wanted to continue to serve.
That's fine.
So, all right. Very good. Looking at, do we want to pass out the names? Do we want to interview everyone, all 7 of them? Why don't you hand out the committee, or not the committee, the questionnaires? These are the questions that we asked the last time.
Mm-hmm.
Look at them if you'd like to change them. I'd like to set something up before our next meeting to do the interviews. We can interview everyone. There's only 7 people.
And we have 7 slots.
Give them,
well,
know,
there's more than 7 people,
there's,
Mr. Chair.
Well, technically, there's, with everybody, you have the 3 people. Okay, 3 or 4 people that already are on the board that want to continue to serve.
I see.
Okay. So.
Mr. Chair.
And the RL, RK, JM, PA, MH, they are old initials.
Well, this one's familiar.
Mm-hmm. They are the old initials.
Yes, yes, Lynn. I know.
No, I don't think we appreciate it. I know who, yeah, I guess I was going to ask.
Well, we're going to do everybody. We're not going to. Well, we're
are
not going to do.
Handing out the names? Is that not essential? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think we can hand out the names. Legislator Rodriguez?
So, I mean, it's just to make sure that we're clear, we've got 4 people who are interested in being reappointed, and then we have an additional 7 on top of that who
that
came
is,
in?
That is correct.
Okay, so it's a total of 11 people for 7 slots. Okay, so just make sure that we're clear about that's what we're talking about here. You've got... Yeah, and I don't know if mm-hmm. can we hand out this list or
yeah, because we're gonna. You know, Hector, you and I had a
your list. I'm just making sure you.
We had a Hector and I had a conversation earlier today, and my fear was I was wanted to talk about going into executive session if we were going to look at the list and say we don't want to do that person. That should be done in executive session, but since everybody's in,
yeah, we'll interview everybody.
Okay. So why doesn't everybody look at the questions? If you'd like to add, delete. I would like to come up with a format so that all applicants are asked the same question.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. And the format would be, we will do this in executive session, and it will be committee members only that will be asking the questions.
Other legislators, of course, can be in attendance if they wish to be.
That's not what it said.
Then we're going to have a fight over that.
No,
if
I'm saying that's not what he said. He said only the committee members will ask
the questions.
Questions.
Yeah, yeah,
not
and
the
that's
sidelines.
Yeah, I'm saying, but other legislators can be present for this. So that's all.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah,
you can.
Point of clarification.
You can. And
yes.
That's,
so does that mean that if there is a legislator presence and they want clarification on something, they are not able to ask?
I'm just going on what has been done in the past.
Okay.
If you remember, I believe you were here the last time we did these interviews.
I think I put this together.
You did. You,
okay.
You did, and that's why it's.
And I believe
that's why it's.
Maybe you could update it. No, she did a good job. We're obviously still
don't
look at it.
Don't tell a member of my caucus what to do. That's my job. Lynn, by the way, updated. All right?
Yes, sir.
Well, yes, here's ma'am. Here's the thing. I mean, we are the members of this committee. I fully understand there may be a legislator that or two that may want to sit in. But when you look at the questions that are being asked, I think it should be this committee only.
Okay.
Okay. Legislator Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So one of the things that I think we should probably be asking is also whether or not the applicant has any awareness or has actually read the policies or procedures of the IDA and if they've actually got any opinions on that. Clearly, that's been sort of a thing. I know that in the legislature, we've talked about maybe approaching the IDA about some of the things that are in the matrix, some of the things that they are currently, looking at, and maybe actually making some changes there. So that might be a thing to add in as a question as to whether or not they've actually read up on. And we actually may want to make copies of that if we can send off an email maybe to the applicants, if they've actually got an email provided. I'm assuming that they do in this day and age, and can actually send them a link to the IDA in terms of all of the, policies and procedures.
And Chairman, when did you want to set this up?
I'm open to discussion on that.
This month?
Well, my point being, I don't want to have the interviews on our regular meeting night, so
we
might.
The last week where it's usually quiet.
Very quiet. Yeah, we could probably do something the last week of April. I'm just trying to think. Yes, we could if we do it early in the week, Monday or Tuesday.
Yes, because we have session on the 17th, right?
Right.
So that week of the 23rd or 24th, we could.
Yeah. Right.
The 23rd. I'm just looking here to see. Climate Smart Committee, that's on Monday. But the 24th, the 26th,
okay.
Those dates, there's nothing on those.
Are any of us actually on Climate Smart?
No, but they're in here. So
well, we can do it in somewhere.
Yeah, we could do it in the chairman's office. We could do it in a couple different places.
Right. The Climate Smart Committee could move.
To chambers, maybe.
But you just said you're on the Climate Smart.
Because they normally. I was going to say, but I actually thought they actually met over in chambers.
About
I didn't
Monday.
Know if they're in here.
That's the 23rd. So.
What about the 24th? 24th is a Tuesday, is a better night.
Tuesday,
the 24th.
Are you looking to do everybody interviews that night? Or are you looking to break it up? Last time we broke it up into two different nights.
I want voice confirmation.
I think you can do it all.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're set
and you know,
time limit
yeah, Monday.
By the time you
yes.
go through,
no,
this, I think it's going to be 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
15, 20 minutes.
3 hours. We're done.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can we all do the 24th? Is that what I'm hearing?
I can.
I can.
Chairman, would we ever consider sending the applicants some questions in advance that they could respond to in writing, and have that prior to.
No.
I think some of this needs to be tweaked a little bit because I remember I'm not going to read it right now, but one of them were they were like, "What?
We had to
repeat that again."
Yeah,
it was
did.
Like a little too long. Do you remember that?
Yes,
so maybe
yes.
we could tweak a little bit. Maybe
I'll take
like,
a second look at everything. Okay.
What's that?
I vaguely remember.
Yeah,
if
one of them was like,
"You know
what
I'll do? I'll send it out to everybody, and then just give me your feedback so that if you remember something I forgot,
yeah.
then you
okay.
can
perfect.
Tweak it."
All right, so you got mine down, right?
No. You're going to have to respond in writing, sir.
Yeah, good luck.
this is going to be dealt with later, Blizzard Archer.
Okay. So what time do you want to do this?
6 o'clock?
Not for 3 hours.
What? Why not?
To 9 o'clock? No. Yeah. I have work the next day. No.
5:30.
Six.
Let's do 10 minutes and start at 5:30.
Six.
Why 6?
I'd say
is
five.
Your job
I'd say if you can do it at 5, start at 5, and
thank you.
Because you've also got.
Five,
let's get it done.
Because you don't know where they're coming from.
Well, they can tell you.
Yeah, but you have a span
of
time.
That's why I said 6.
So
I don't know. I said that's why I said 6.
You set it up at 5, and you do 15-minute intervals. So just go through and schedule everyone, and just say here's your time. And it'll make it easier. They can be sitting out there waiting.
I know, but I'm saying, but I don't know where any of them are coming from. So, for example, yeah, of course, TJ's retired. Of course,
so he'll
can,
pick the 5 o'clock one. All right, and the people who work will pick the 5:30 and 6.
Okay. Yeah, you just, right. yeah.
So 5 p.m.?
Let's try that.
Okay.
5 p.m.
See that? I can be sold.
We work together.
Mm. And you wanted me to send them the link?
Well, at least like send them. I'm pretty sure on the IDA's actual page that they've got. They've actually got, I think, you know, the policies and procedures and the matrix and all that stuff.
You know what I would do? I would not.
Why?
Let's see who pays attention.
You know what, though? Because if we're then going to ask them a specific question about what they think about it, then they actually need to make sure that they actually know that that's all right. So
I always find it, did they do their homework?
I know, but now you see, considering we're sending in the link, now if someone does it, then have an actual opinion on it, then you already know they didn't do their homework.
Right. So should I be indicating that their questions might be asked?
No.
Just say, here's a link?
Just say, here's the link to the policy procedures, and make sure that they're actually looking up.
Please review mission statement, policy, and procedures.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Let's see, Lynn, when do you think you can get your tweaks on the questions?
I'll try and get it done this week.
You'll circulate?
Yeah.
Okay. And it is a living document, so if anybody else wants to add or...
Yes, absolutely.
And then we'll cook it down to a single list.
Yeah, if you just have comments, just send them back to me, and then I'll finalize the document and send it to you.
Very good.
Use your OneDrive.
Very good.
This community doesn't have
them. No, we didn't get them. So
it's only law enforcement for a couple months. That is getting rolled out.
A couple months.
Can we
move to executive session now and make her all go away?
I'd just like to know where these 25 iPads are held.
Oh, then go.
Can I be issued?
Yes, you should go. Please. And I'm going to spot this sun.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Motion
to adjourn.
So moved. Second, fifth.